Blog Talk Radio.
Meet the Met, meet the Met. Step right up and greet the Met. Bring your kitty, bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life. Because the Met are really knocking the ball, knocking those home runs over the wall.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. Of course, way my... Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. How are you doing?
Doing good. Just watching football and watching the Baltimore Ravens against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Right now, it's halftime. Steelers are leading. The Ravens are leading 13-3, I should say.
Who you said was leading? Raiders?
Ravens and the Steelers. And right now, the Ravens are leading 13-3.
Who?
Ravens and the Steelers. And they're playing, it's 13-3 is the score.
Ravens leading Steelers, you're saying?
Yeah, Ravens and Steelers. Big AFC North matchup right here.
Yes, sir, no doubt.
In a big football day.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to get into football.
Mm-hmm.
A lot today. You know, as you could tell, we're going to lead off with a little baseball.
Yep.
And Mets making a historic deal to David Wright. Then we're going to shift gears to football. Talk about the tragedy in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the emergence of a new hero in Jets. Jets season this year. We'll get into that. You know, talk about the Giants a bit. Talk a little NBA as the Knicks, defeated. What was the team? How come I can't remember the team just now?
The Suns.
The Suns.
Yeah.
Right. The Suns, and also we'll give a little recap how they did this whole week. Talk
mm-hmm.
about the Nets as they fell to the Heat. And, of course, as usual, you know, folks, we'll talk sports entertainment at the end of the show. You know the number, folks. You can give it a call. Oh, what were you going to say?
Oh, nothing. I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought you said something.
No, I didn't say it. I was listening.
Without further ado, let's lead off with a little baseball in December.
Yep, Jets and Cardinals, right?
Oh, yeah, I mean, we're going to get to that, but I'm going to just get this little MLB out of the way. Of course, you know, the winter meetings are going to start tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the big news, you know, in New York is, of course, you know, the Mets offered, Mets and David Wright agreed on an 8-year, $138 million contract. And this should solidify that David Wright will be the first superstar player or star player to start and hopefully retire as a Met.
Yeah, this will ensure that he retires as a Met and doesn't go to any other team once his contract is over after 8 years.
Exactly. Of course, we you know, there's only one other Met to spend his entire 17 or 18 year career. That's Ed Kranepool, but that guy obviously wasn't a superstar player. I mean,
yeah. You
know, I think he only made one playoff berth. And I think it was 65 or so.
Right.
Could be wrong. But he was never a perennial all-star or superstar player. Of course, he did win in the 69 Met team.
Right.
But other than that, I mean, Mets have never had a superstar player who started and played his entire career. Of course, you know about Seaver. He got traded to the Reds in 77.
Mm-hmm.
Gooden. You know, after he got suspended 1 year in 95, went to the Yankees the following year. Strawberry, he signed with the Dodgers, his hometown team, after the 1990 season. And of course, you know, Piazza got traded from Marlins in the year of 98, and of course Piazza started his career with the Dodgers, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's never been a great Met that started and played his entire career with the Mets. So hopefully this will be the start of, Mets, keeping their players.
Yeah. I mean, they couldn't keep Reyes. And unfortunately, Reyes, the Marlins couldn't keep Reyes either.
Yeah. Fortunately, at least for them, because you know how the Marlins are. Yeah, I mean, we were joking about this. Even before the regular season started, that, you know, in 2 years, you know, he's going to be traded from the Marlins. But damn, I didn't know they were going to trade him right after 1 year. I mean, that surprised me.
Yep. Well, maybe Mets could still have a chance to get Reyes in the future. You never know.
You never know. I think there's a better chance of him getting traded to the Yankees than him, you know, being traded back to the Mets.
Yeah, you never know. Baseball is a crazy sport.
Yeah, you never know, for real. Soriano is being chopped around from Cubs. Maybe
yep.
Yankees might get him if, you know, Ichiro surprised them like Russell Martin did and signed with the Pirates or some other team.
Yeah.
Or Ichiro, who's still on the free agency, which, of course, most likely he'll re-sign with the Yankees again.
Yeah.
But you never know. Maybe Yankees might... You know, get your boy Soriano back. Never know.
Maybe.
You guys could probably like 2001.
Possible.
Never know. I mean, he would have had the biggest hit for the Yankees if Mariano didn't blow the game, which is obviously un-Mariano like.
Yeah. And talking about Mariano, Mariano signed a 1 year extension with the Yankees, so. He'll be back for at least one more year after
yep.
he was out for the whole season this year. So, looking forward to him coming back, closing out games for the Yankees.
Yep, and what could be his last year of his career.
Mm-hmm.
And this will most likely be the end of Soriano, being in New York, because most likely he won't want to set up because he had a great year, taking the role after, Mariano had that, that freak accident in the, playing, shagging the outfield ball before
yeah.
a game. So, yeah, he's going to leave while
I still think Soriano will come back. I mean, I know he won't, he's going to want to close, but I still see him coming back as a setup man for Mariano.
Well, what the Yankees would have to do, Yankees supposedly are in a $189 million budget,
sure.
But, I don't think Yankees are going to, I don't know. I shouldn't say I don't think because I never put anything past the Yankees because
yeah.
it comes to money. You know, Yankees will find, you know, extra, you know, $20 million under a, you know, sofa cushion. You know, they don't find
yeah.
nickels underneath the cushions like regular people. They seem to find $30 million or $100-something million like they found for Trisha. Remember a couple of years ago, experts were saying, oh, they're not going after Teixeira. You know, it's going to either be the Nationals or the Orioles. And I
yeah.
said, hey, you know, never count the Yankees out. And unfortunately, I was right again.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll come back as a center man. I don't think, I mean, what other team could he go to, really? I mean, the Yankees, you know?
Well, there's a lot of teams who have need with a closer.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't mind if the Mets go after him, but, you know, Mets
are cheap.
For this year. That's what I was about to say. At least for this year, they're not willing to spend the money. I mean, if
he goes to the Mets, he's going to come in, he's going to want a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, for anybody. Even to resign with you guys, he's going to want closer money.
Oh, yeah.
For setting up, so.
I mean, he's looking for at least $60 million over the next 4 years, maybe.
Yeah, if I was Sandy Alderson, I would have definitely tried to go after him. Signed Victorino, even though I'm not really a fan of his, but you know, a guy like that, you need a feisty guy. Even though he didn't have a good season this year, I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, you need a guy like that who's like a rah-rah type of guy, who they sorely miss after trading, you know, letting Jose Reyes go to the Marlins. So
yeah,
they need a leadoff guy. They need that passionate Len Dykstra type player, you know, to ignite the offense. So that I'd be in favor in that. And I would also went after Russell Martin. Sure, his, you know, his average wasn't good, but he was clutch. He hit for power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as they say in the trade, you know, he calls a good game with the, you know, with the starting pitchers. So
yeah,
I would have went after him, but you know, he went to the Pirates.
I mean, that's unfortunate, and the Yankees are going to now have to fill that hole for catcher. I'm sure they'll find someone to fill that hole or find someone in the minors.
Yeah.
You know, because they're going to have to get younger eventually with all these older guys, so.
Yeah, absolutely. And, no, they shouldn't have traded away Montero, especially with Pineda, you know, being hurt.
Yeah.
And so most likely they're going to, you know, sign Pierzynski. We had a career high in home runs this year, 27 home runs.
Yeah, I don't mind him. You know, he's a veteran catcher.
You know, a colorful character, which you know every team
yeah.
needs on their team. So
yeah,
that'd be the best way to go.
It would be. It definitely would.
Give that catcher in your system time to you know develop. What's his
yep.
name? Romaine or something like that?
I think so.
So, you know, they give those, you know, give those guys time to develop. And another guy that you guys re-signed other than Mariano is, of course, Andy Pettitte, or as you call him, Andy Pennant.
Andy Pennant, yeah, coming back for one more year. And, yeah, hopefully, you know, as long as he keeps performing, hey, you could sign him every year for all I care.
Mm-hmm. And with him signing a 1 year, $12 million contract, that's most likely going to make Mets, you know, up the ante with the Dickey if they're going to re-sign him or get him to the Royals, you know, for a top prospect, Will Myers. But most likely they're not. The Royals aren't going to give him up because this guy from, you know, what people are saying, like baseball overall, they're picking this guy to be like the top three,
mm-hmm, right.
you know, prospect of the game. And generally speaking, nobody's going to give up a top prospect who will hit like over 30 home runs in double and triple A combined.
Yep.
You know, for a 38-year-old guy, I mean, even though he did win the Cy Young Award.
Right.
But, you know, hopefully I hope they could, you know, keep Dickey, keep moving.
Oh, yeah, of course they will.
Find some way to you know, boost the team in a free agency somehow.
Yeah, I think they will.
Make a smart trade without giving up too much of the major league talent.
I think Dickie will stay with the team. I don't see him going anywhere else besides re-signing with the Mets.
Yeah, but you know, if they don't sign him to an extension before the season, you're most likely going to trade him, maybe even as early as this week, since they're in the winter meetings. They're down in Nashville, which is I believe that's Dickie's hometown.
Right.
So he's already there at the winter meetings. He'll be there tomorrow. So they don't make a deal by this week, I would assume he is no longer a New York Met.
Yeah.
They're going to trade him away.
Which will be unfortunate because he had a great season with the Mets.
Yeah. But then again, you know, they're probably thinking, you know, this is probably the best you're going to get out of him because history's shown, I mean, a guy that age, you know, don't usually perform that well, you know, naturally. So Father Time's eventually going to catch up, but I hope, you know, he could stay on the Mets for at least a couple of years. But
yeah, I mean, it better re-sign him. I mean, the guy just had a Cy Young season. I mean, come on.
Yeah. But shifting, you know, gears to more serious news, of course, you know, a couple of days ago, or was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
Kansas City Chief player Belcher, he killed his wife. I mean, his girlfriend, who's a mother of his child. And you know, he went in front of his GM Scott Pioli and his head coach Romeo Crennel. Of course, those two guys had a lot of success, you know, under Bill Belichick's Patriots dynasty teams. But he apparently thanked them, you know, for, you know, them giving him a chance, and apparently he committed suicide in front of them.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate that had to happen, but told you yesterday, it's sad that he ended up committing suicide and killing himself, but the fact that he committed murder before, coward move.
You're absolutely right. I mean, there was no business he should have did that to his, you know, his, a woman he supposedly cared about, let alone himself. I mean, it's a real tragic story. Messed up. It does remind you of the Benoit story a couple of years ago. Like
yep.
5 years ago or so.
Chris Benoit situation.
Crazy, huh?
It is.
Apparently it was over. She went to a concert and they had an argument, and fortunately, he did that horrible act.
Very sad.
It is very tragic. My condolences, go out to the, victims' family.
Hopefully, my condolences go out to her family and mother, family of Belcher.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing, terrible tragedy.
Yeah. Absolutely no words to express. No. Messed up, horrible move.
Yep.
Very selfish. Now the child is, lost both their parents because of his or her father's act.
Yep.
It's messed up. Sticking with football, the Jets, of course, they won by the score of 7-6. And the big story here is Greg McElroy. He made his NFL debut when the Jets pulled Sanchez in the third quarter, because Sanchez, as we know, ever since the Christmas Eve game of last year, he hasn't been the same quarterback.
Yeah.
And he threw for three interceptions, and he was horrible. The only reason why he was still in the game is that Lindsey, whatever the guy on the The Cardinals. I forgot his name. It's with an L.
The quarterback?
That guy was equally horrible. The other guy didn't even throw. That guy didn't even. I think that guy was like 0 for 15 with in third down situations. I mean,
wow.
I mean, this guy was horrible. This guy didn't even show up.
Yeah, the Cardinals even lost what, 8 in a row now?
Yeah, they did.
Man.
You're a joke. I mean, and Sanchez, with his poor play, they almost lost the game.
Wow.
It had to take, you know, former Jet Kerry Rhodes to, you know, to get one of his two interceptions, you know, to force Rex Ryan, who, you know, it was reported, you know, very reported publicly in Rex Ryan's book that he didn't like Kerry Rhodes because he felt, you know, the guy was more concerned about being famous, being an actor in Hollywood than performing on the field. So
really?
It looked like that was the last straw that broke the camel's back. And, you know, he had to give McElroy a shot.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be thinking what Tebow's thinking too. I mean, the you know, obviously he didn't play the Patriots game. This game he was inactive, and that's when Sanchez got pulled.
And Kerry Rhodes used to be a well, isn't he?
He's on the Cardinals.
He's on the Cardinals. So what? You were saying that he was he had two interceptions today, right?
Yeah. Mhm.
And he used to play for the Jets.
Yeah, he got an interception. You know, he had two interceptions on the Jets.
Oh,
and
okay.
Sanchez's last play was that he threw an interception into him, and you know that pretty much was the, you know, could mark the end of Mark Sanchez's career as a Jet, as a starting quarterback.
Wow, really? You're predicting that?
I'm not predicting that because. You know how Rex Ryan is loyal to Sanchez.
Wow.
But to this point, I would not be surprised even with McElroy's, you know, inspiring performance.
Wow.
You know, which included him throwing his first career touchdown to Cumberland. You know, I would not be surprised that by Wednesday, you know, he's going to anoint Sanchez as the quarterback because they were showing on SNY, you know, the post game, they were showing that, you know, Sanchez was, you know, in the locker room, you know, putting on his, you know, a shirt. And then Rex Ryan patted him on the back and was whispering something. I was assume words of encouragement or apologizing or whatever. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see Sanchez at back. But, I mean, if you were asking me, I would stick with McElroy, you know. You know, he played well.
It was a good game.
He most importantly, he played intelligently.
Yeah.
Sean Green, after the demotion of Sanchez and Bilal, you know, playing more than he did, that woke Sean Green up too. So, I mean, yeah, if I'm a betting man, I would say Sanchez is most likely going to go back, but to me, I think, you know, they should play the hot hand, even though it is one game. You know, let the guy seem intelligent. Look at Tom Brady. I'm not comparing him to Tom Brady. Tom Brady was a third-string quarterback, and he eventually, you know, the rest is history. He took over for Drew Bledsoe and, you know, the guy has a legendary career with 3 Super Bowls to prove it.
Yeah.
So you never know what you got.
Yeah, you never know. He might become a great quarterback.
You never know, but you know, he got to walk before he got to crawl before he could walk. So
yeah,
gotta take it, you know, game by game.
Yep. And we have a call here. You want to take it?
Sure. Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, caller.
Caller? Caller?
I guess we have the silent caller.
Caller?
Feel free to call back, caller, if you get through. Of course, you know the number is 21. Wait, that's not the number. The number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. Feel free to call in. And we're gonna try to get you back on the line. Try again, folks. You know, apologize with the phone. Apparently, isn't working right now.
Yeah.
But we're gonna, as soon as you get back, we'll get you right back in. So our apologies. Meanwhile, what was I gonna say? Well, I guess
NBA.
Let's talk NBA.
Knicks.
Yeah, man, the Knicks. Knicks, man, they beat the Suns 106-99.
Oh well, I think we have the caller back.
All right, let's go back. Hello, caller.
Caller.
Are you here, caller?
Hello.
Hello, caller. Are you here?
Something wrong with the phone line.
There has to be something wrong with the phone line, for real. The Knicks, you know,
hey,
they had a
hello.
Great game. Hello,
yes.
Caller.
Hi,
hello.
Everyone.
Hey,
what's up?
Going?
How you doing?
I'm fine, and you guys?
All right. The Knicks, you know, we were just talking about the Knicks, you know, won 106-99. Excuse me. Felton had a great game. He scored 23 points.
Yep.
Seven assists, and most importantly, no turnovers.
Melo had 34 points, 6 three-pointers.
Yep.
Oh, it was a 4 three-pointers.
Yep.
I wonder who said that.
the announcer. Yeah,
I didn't know.
Carmelo.
I didn't know.
Melo,
I didn't,
Anthony, doesn't he?
Yeah, he used to say Carmelo Anthony, but now he just says Melo Anthony.
I didn't know
like
we had
like that.
I didn't know we had
Melo Anthony.
I prefer the whole thing, but you know, hey, as long as he's scoring and they saying Anthony, that's all I care about. So.
I didn't know we had that much of a budget to have him on our show today.
Yeah, you know we shell out the big bucks.
We got it like that.
It might be Monopoly money, but you know, hey.
Hey, as long as you pass go, you pick up $200, right?
Hey, I'm not mad at that.
Maybe now you could get the restaurant.
Yep, that's true. And J.R. Smith, he you know, surprisingly had a bad game, you know, but he did produce on the other end of the defense.
He played some good defense today.
Yeah, as usual. I mean, J.R. Smith has been a godsend for the team. I mean, it's a total 180 of how he was last year. I mean,
yeah.
Everybody's really bought into the system. And
I just want to say this to all the fans out there, which would be just me. I am a Knicks fan.
Knicks are
back. Knicks are hot, man. Knicks are hot.
So Knicks are back, man.
And they're first place again.
Oh yeah, because the Nets lost to the Heat.
Mhm.
Thanks, Heat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I never thought I'd be thanking LeBron since he left. He went to Miami, but
beat the Nets last.
And of course,
How many wins the Knicks had so far?
We're 12-4.
Yeah.
And we won. Who was the other team we beat before yesterday? I mean today, I should say.
I
forgot who it was for some reason. It was at home too. Oh, Wizards.
Wizards, right.
What 1-13, 1-14 Wizards?
Yeah.
And they won their game just before they faced us. So,
mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, they're really on bad times. I mean, they have some talent, but I would Ariza, you know, they're just inexperienced. They're not shooting well. They're not playing well at all.
There's a American dad on today.
Yeah, that's a funny show.
New episode.
Special episode?
Oh, she said new episode.
Oh, new episode, okay.
A funny show. On Fox. Let me see. Oh, yeah, let's switch gears quickly to WWE. The Shield.
Did you
man,
say LeBron is a fox?
No. I'm talking about the... I said the show is on Fox. That's on Fox. Whoa. LeBron and Fox are not even in the same sentence. In any case, back to WWE, you know, the Shield finally talked. You know, they're a new faction in the WWE. You know,
those referees. They were referees that were screwing right back.
Hold on, I'll be back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, what was I saying? Yeah, the Shield, they have Dean Ambrose. They got Roman Reigns, who's a relative of, you know, The Rock and...
All right, I'm back.
Rikishi and all that stuff. And
yeah.
What else was I going to say? And the other guy, Tyler... No, what's his name? Seth Rollins?
Yeah.
Yeah, he... You know, they... You know, from what I hear, you know, they got good mic skills from that interview they had with Michael Cole.
Yeah, it looks like they'll be just as good as Nexus was.
The original Nexus.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. I think they could be better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Nexus team, they're fun boys. They're named after a hair product.
Are they? I didn't even know that.
No, I don't know if they really did that for purpose, but there is a hair product
and
on
then that. They had remember, after the Nexus, when CM Punk took over, the Nexus became the core.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that the core really sucked. But
yeah, they did.
I think Nexus is going to be a lot better. The only memorable thing core did was get their butt whooped by Cena and The Rock when they announced, you know, the once-in-a-lifetime match last year, or actually
right.
Earlier this year.
Yeah.
But, nothing else really happened. I mean, Ryback got beat up again, and CM Punk, he surpassed Macho Man Randy Savage for 8th all-time in,
title
reigns. Yeah. Right now, he's close to Cena's year-plus title reign also, so... That's easily going to be the longest title reign in, like, you know, 20-something years or so. Because he already passed Macho Man's one, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now he'd have to, you know, he's in rarefied air right now, you know, with the Bruno Sammartinos, Bob Backlunds, Hulk Hogan, you know, those guys.
I mean, it's not bad, although, you know, I think, you know, I want to see him do 5 years.
That's not going to happen. In this
and,
day and age,
you know,
in this day and age, a year is impressive, pretty much.
Hey, you guys seen LeBron's commercial?
Phone one?
Yeah.
It's a stupid commercial.
Yeah, a million times.
It's a commercial with him and his children.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be his kids or whatever. And then the kid colored in his hair red like he's Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
And then in the background they have this gay music that's like McDonald's in the morning if you're going to get a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, I heard that they were saying like hallelujah in the background. I didn't know Jesus was in the video, but according to the Heat fans, bandwagon Heat fans, I guess he is their Messiah, supposedly. I don't know. But
I heard that LeBron listens to it's hallelujah, it's raining man before every game.
Maybe he does. Maybe that helped them win the championship last year.
That explains it all.
I don't think anything happened in Swiss Entertainment. I guess with that, any last words from you two?
Nope.
Well, next week you're going to be airing your show on Saturday night at 11. Switcheroo.
All right. Yes, right. Thank you for reminding me about that. We're going to have a switcheroo. So at this time, folks, Macaulay is going to have his show iMac on. And... my show is going to be at a special time, 11 p.m. Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, folks, check out both shows. On Saturday, 11 p.m. will be my show. And this at this time, 6 p.m., you'll have more of the show IMAX. So, check out both shows. Give your support. I want to thank you. You guys want to have something to say before?
Check out IMAX at this time next week.
All right.